of the first year, and the third year, and the fifth year. But there's only one Eid Echot. And then V'yechadayim, a second Eid Echot came and said, Ochlo Shniya, Revius Veshishes, I saw the way he ate on the second year, on the fourth year, and the sixth year. So Ochinami Devi Chazok, here also you want to say it's a Chazokom. In other words, even though it's an Eid Echot on each year, but you can put the two together, just like you're saying by Yos also, even though one Eid Echot said on wheat, and one Eid Echot said on barley, still you can put the two together. That's the Havamina. Samar says, Oh, Malay Rabbi Yehuda, Hochi Hashto, what does one have to do with the other? In his last case, when one Eid Echot says on the first and third and the fifth year, and the second Eid Echot says on the second, on the fourth and the sixth, so what does one have to do with the other? On the eight, on the year of this, the other one is not saying. So if Shita, like you only have an Eid Echot on each year, you do not have two Eidim. So if Shita, it's not called a good Chazaka. But the Mora says, but Hocha, in our case, Tavayu b'chodesh osa komasadi, here both Eid Echot are saying like on the same 3 years that Reuven ate in this field. So we have like two Eidim now that Reuven ate, used up this field for the last 3 years. Ma'ikalimim, what do you have to say though? The question is like one Eid Echot is saying he ate wheat, and one is saying he ate barley. See, the pshat is that ben chit ilisari, lava that tayo the inshi, this people do not realize. Therefore, it's not called like Eidus Achosho. It's still like two good Eidim saying that Reuven used this field for the last 3 years. Even though one Eid Echot is saying he used it for barley, one is saying he used it for wheat, that's not called Achosho. Because people do not realize, Labadatoi, the Inshi, this difference. Then the Mishnah says, what about Shloisha Achin, the Echot, Mitztaref Imoin? You have three brothers. Then a fourth Eid Echot is Mitztaref with each one of these three brothers. Has a Reyelu Shloisha Eidus, V'yen Eidus Achas Le'azoma. They're called like three separate Eidus, that there's no psul of kurva. But if you want to make hazom, you have to be mazim all three of them together. So Mar said there was a case, the hushtar, there was a shtar, tevichasim yolayu beitrei, that two Eidim signed on the shtar, a regular shtar halvo, that Reuven borrows $100 from Shimon, and there's a shtar on it, and two Eidim signed on it. Now before they made a henpik, before they were makayim the shtar, shochev chad minayu, one of these two Eidim died. So now, how do you make a kiyum ashtar now? Now that the malva has to be mekayim d'shtar, how does he do it? Usually if the two eidim are alive, they both come, each one says on his ksav yodim, and that's called a good eidis. But over here, that one died, what can we do? So that the Gemara in Ksuba says that the one eid alive, he could be made on his ksav, that his ksav is the truth. And then on the other ksav, the one that was made, we have to have two different eidim saying on it. Because if the one that's alive would say on the other one's ksav, it'll be called, he's being, might say, 3/4 of the money. So now that, again, one of the Eidim died and one's alive, Sumara says, what happened here was, Osa achva tihai dekoi, the brother of the one that's, of the Eid that's still alive came, v'chadi achrina, and another Eid. Those are the two Eidim, liyasu diachsimas yodei yodidach. This Eid is on the one that died, they said that his ksav was a good ksav. So Sava Ravina thought to say, Hainu mas nitsin, that's the Mishnah, that's good Eidus. Gimul achim v'yechim starfim moin, see here also. One brother, he's the Eid, he's saying on his ksav. The other brother now is saying on the other ksav, or the other Eid, of the Eid that died. So they're saying like two separate Eidus. So it's not called a kurva, there's no psul of kurva here. There's no psul of brothers achim. Oh, Malay Rav Asher, Vashi said back, no midami. Over there we do not say like 1/4 less than the whole. In other words, we do not say 3/4 is going out through one brother. Rather, we say each one is doing an equal 1/3, 1/3, 1/3. But in our case here, here l'chura through these brothers, instead of like 3/4 of the money is being mighty. In other words, the one aid that's alive, he's saying on his aidus. His brother now is saying upon the other aid. So to say upon the other aid, it remains as if these two brothers now are being mitzi 3/4 of the money. And that's no good. Shrazbam explains here like the brothers, the psula kurva, they consider like one aidus. See, the kurva from the one aid that's alive and with his brother is considered like 3/4 of the money is being mitzi. And that's the psul medis. The Torah says, al pishnayim medim, you have to have 50-50. So therefore here, if you want to make a kiyum mashtar, true, the aid that's alive could say upon his aid, this is ksav. But for the other aid, you can't have a korub of the first aid. You have to have two different aidim from the shuk to see aid that's from a kayim, his ksav. All right, we'll stop here. By the Mishnah. Hold up, Nun Zayin Omer Aleph, here by the Mishnah. It says, Eilu Dvorim Sheish Lehem Chazoka. These are the things that have a Chazoka. And V'yeilu Dvorim Sheish Lehem Chazoka. These are things that did not have a Chazoka. So Shbam explains, it means like Kalema Shbam says, Eilu Mina Tashmishim, these are different type of things that you use somebody else's property, Te'amir L'kamon Shodim Mishtamesh B'shech Haberoi, Shemishtamesh Shalashon Abloi Micho B'shech Haberoi Yesh L'chazoka. Certain things, if you use your friend's field or his house for 3 years and he does not protest, so that's a proof that he sold it to you. Because certain things, the owner can't take it to see that somebody else uses it. But there are certain, the chiddush of our Mishnah is that there are certain type of times, that you use your friend's fields and he's not so makbet, like we'll soon see. You just want to store your animals on somebody else's field, or you want to just place your oven or your grinder in somebody else's field. So there the owner is not so makbid. That's what Mishnah is saying. There are certain things, even though you use your friend's field, but ain't lehem chazaka. Even though you used it for 3 years and the owner wasn't mecha, that's not a proof to say that you bought it. That's what Mishnah is explaining now. The eilu dvorim shein lehem chazaka. Ho yumai mid behema b'chotzer. You go and take your animals and put it into your friend's chotzer for 3 years. Or else tanner, an oven, rechayim, a grindstone, the kirayim, an oven, a stove, or megadol tanner golem. Or else you raise your chickens in your friend's house, your friend's chotzer. V'noisein zvoloi bechotzer. Or else you put your manure, you store it in your friend's chotzer, like you have your animals deposit their manure in your friend's chotzer. So in these cases, eino chazoka. Even though you use it for the last 3 years, and even though you have Vedas, that's not called the chazaka, because you're not really using the actual karka itself. You only like be mishtamash on top of the karka. So here the owner is not that makvid, therefore even though he let you use it for 3 years, it could be like he did not really give you permission. He did not sell you the rights to use it. And therefore anytime he wants to throw you out, he has a right to throw you out. That's the chiddush of this Mishnah. In these cases it's called ein lehem chazaka. You have no proof of chazaka. Abba, but what's going to be? Also, mechitza lebehemtoi, kivoya asaratvachim, when you deposited your animals in his field, you didn't just leave them there, but you build around your animals a corral, like you build a mechitza around your animals, that's called a chazaka. Since you did something to the karka itself, you build a mechitza on the karka, that the owner can't take, and the owner should have been mecha, and if he didn't, that's a proof that you have the right to do this. So if you make a mechitza lebehemtoi, kivoya asaratvachim, v'chein letanor, v'chein lekirayim, v'chein lerechayim. If you make a mechitza around your oven, around your stove, or around your rechayim, your millstone, here it's called a chazaka. Or else, hichnis tarnagolim l'toich habayis. Because you take your chickens into the friend's house. Not that you leave it in his chotzer, but you take it inside his house. Or else, v'osa mokum lezavloi. Or else when you wanted to deposit your manure, your animal's manure, in your friend's field, you didn't just leave it on top of the field. But either omuk shloisha, you dug first down 3 tvachim to make a hole there, where you could store it there. So you did something to the karka itself. You like made a hole, you made an omuk, gimel tvachim. Or you gavoya shloisha, or else first you made a little hill there. You raised the karka 3 tvachim. And then you let the manure go on top of that. So in these cases, harei zu chazaka. These are a type of ishtamshut that you use your friend's field that the owner won't let you do unless he gave you the rights. He sold it to you, he was maskim. Otherwise, the owner would have been meicha. These things you're doing in the karka itself, you're building a mechitza, or else you're taking your tanagolim into his house, that's too far, that he can't send. That's something an owner cannot let, he's zicha makbid. And therefore, since he was not meicha, he lost out as if it's a proof to say that for sure he gave you the rights to use it, and therefore he can't stop you anymore. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah.
that certain type of tashmishim is a chazaka and certain type is not. Now the Gemara tries to explain. Maishna reisha, maishna seifa. What should be the difference? Rashi Rashbam explains the Bahamodas behemo kidi beloy mechit sains uchazaka. What's the difference in the ratio? We say if you stamp deposit your animals in your friend's field, even though it's there for 3 years, it's not called a chazaka. Well, maishna seifa. Why is the seifa different? So he explains the biasias mechitza kana. Like, what's the big spiel about you putting a mechitz around it? The Rasaka that has to have him in the now is Dibinish Bial Mashena by Chotzukama. We're talking about somebody else that really has no right to this chotzer. He's not a shut if he doesn't live here. Then the question is, what's the difference whether he makes the mechitza around the animals or not? Lamaisa, if a stranger comes and uses your field, you should have been meicham. But the Avmin is now an owner is makvid if somebody comes in. So what's the difference if the person just put his animals there, or whether the person builds a mechitza around it? So Marin says, Amar Ula. Ula says like this, Kol she'ilu b'nichse hager. Kono, b'nichse chaveira kono. Any type of an action you do, that if it would have been a nichse hager, that means when the ger died, and his property becomes hefka, so the law is whoever comes and makes a kinyan is kono. So the kids say, if you make a kinyan in the karka, that's a good kinyan, then taki you kono b'nichse hager. So the same thing applies, b'nichse chaveira kono. It's called a kinyan for chazoko, that if you do this action for 3 years, then you have a chazoka. But kol she'ilu b'nichse hager l'kono, any type of an action here, like just bringing animals into the field. If it would be a nichse hager, you would not be kono. There's no such kinyan, just bringing animals into the field. If so, b'nichse hager l'kono, who are then in your friend's field when you want to make a chazoka, just being there 3 years, also it's not called a kinyan. You don't have a rai of chazoka, unless you do an action, you could have a kinyan there. So therefore, just bringing your animals in, that's not a maisa kinyan. Ma'ashenke in building, you're ready a mechitza, that's called a maisa kinyan in the karka. That's called your mishtamish in the karka, that would be called a kinyan. So that's the difference between the reisha and the seifa. Whether you made a maisa kinyan or not. So Mara says back, is this true? Maskiv lo rasheshes, rasheshes asks the question back. O kololahu, is this the klal that you only have a chazokas, cheskas gimel shonim, is only when you use the field in a nifen of a kinyan, that you're making a kinyan in the field, is that true? Farei near. Near means you just clean out, plow out the ground. You do not seed it, you don't work on it, you just plow it. Farei near. Tevenichsi ager kona. That's a kinyan. If you go down to Hefkadika field, and you make a harisha, you start to plow there, that's a kinyan like we had before. Even one shovel full, you just go down to the ground and uproot one shovel full of ground to make a mice of digging there, that's a kinyan. So b'nichse hager, near to plow the ground, is a kinyan. But b'nichse chaveira l'kono, we had before, somebody just plowed the ground and just stayed there for 3 years, but they're not planted there, there's no chazaka. So now here, by a near though, is not a kinyan, it's not a raya for cheskas gimushanim like we had before, because the owner is not makbid. If somebody comes down to your field and he plows the field, very good. If the person seeds it and eats the pears, that bothers you. He's working on your field. But just the fact somebody came down and plowed your field, the owner is happy. So the fact he plowed it for 3 years means nothing. It's not a chazaka. So who is the astira? It's even though plowing is a kinyan, b'nichse hefka, b'nichse hager, but the chazaka, plowing is not a good chazaka. Right, so the opposite way. Varei achilas peris. Stam coming down to the field and eating the fruits, picking off the fruits off the tree. The benichse chaveiroi kona.